Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Monday, starting off with a little Tom Petty. Can't go wrong.
You have your own theme song now.
Well, I don't know. I might just do, when I have these Mondays like this, they're a little open.
A little Tom Petty goes a long ways.
I might just go with, play a little bit of a song I'm kind of just digging at the moment. I've been digging this song a lot the last 7 days. It's classic. A little bit more.
He had a lot of classics.
Oh, I watched a documentary on Tom Petty on Netflix a little bit ago. It's like 3 hours long, but incredible how he started out. I mean, that's almost a whole other In Focus by itself. But with this Monday In Focus, we got one of the best In Focuses I think we'll probably ever have on this show on this Monday. I'm going to talk about a whole lot of things, and really kind of in reference to a caller that we had a couple shows last week. Had a lot of various folks on the show last week, some school officials, some area lawmakers. We were talking about all sorts of stuff, and a common question from this caller was, were my guests in the military or not? So I just started thinking over the weekends, like, well, you know what? I do know some folks in the military and some folks that are veterans. So, you know, let's fulfill this caller's wish. Let's bring in somebody from the military and let's talk about a few different things. And that's going to be Joshua Smith. If you're familiar with the program, Joshua Smith, he's one of the co-creators of the Little Apple Comic-Con. And again, a Fort Riley veteran. And I think we forgot, really kind of forgot to go over that and mention that last time he was on, just a little bit before the Comic-Con. We had him and his wife, Allie, on, kind of talking about the Comic-Con, and forgot to bring up the fact that he was a Fort Riley veteran and went to Iraq, two tours, I believe, in Iraq. So thought, hey, let's bring him in and let's get some perspective from a veteran and from somebody in the military on some things. And I was also watching Captain America over the weekend. It happened to be on one of the networks, and it was Winter Soldier, which is one of my favorite Captain America movies, actually. In my opinion, probably the best of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, actually, as far as kind of being a very old school sort of French Connection-esque sort of movie with Captain America Winter Soldier. So I also thought, let's also bring in Josh, maybe talk about a little bit about Captain America and just kind of what that character kind of means in the American lexicon, and especially when we kind of have a lot some tough political issues going on at the time, how Captain America comics kind of go over some issues of the time. If you look back in history, actually does kind of mirror a little bit about what's going on in America. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Josh's views as far as being a veteran and what that means to be a veteran, and just his thoughts on some things going on in Fort Riley. I know I can't count how many stories we've had, especially last year and a little bit into this year, hearing about some soldiers dying and what we mostly presume to be suicides. Might get Josh's thoughts on some of those issues. And when soldiers come back, you know, how do you readjust to civilian life? I think Josh is actually originally from Baltimore and just decided to go ahead and stick around here after he was done with Fort Riley. So all sorts of stuff we can talk about with him, and also maybe get a little recap on the Little Apple Comic Expo that they had a few weeks ago in the early part of March, and Manhattan Broadcasting was proud to be a sponsor of that. So maybe get a little recap and some attendance numbers on that. So Josh will be joining us here in studio in just a few minutes. Just after this first break, we'll bring him in, and we'll dive into all sorts of stuff. But first thing, though, that I just wanted to kind of talk about real quick before we do that, going back to school funding, we have state stories about every morning about some sort of new development and funding for Kansas K-12 schools and also higher education as well. And one thing that I've found interesting is this idea of some lawmakers looking at possibly changing the state's constitution to address school funding issues. There's a story just recently at the end of last week that the Kansas Coalition for Fair Funding introduced a constitutional amendment to the House Tax Committee Thursday. They said that amendment would clarify language in the state's constitution. Right now, constitution says Kansas must make suitable provision to finance education. The amendment would define what suitable means, and passing a constitutional amendment could make it more difficult for school districts to sue the state for money in the future. So that's something that's kind of going along. I think as far as our area lawmakers that we had on In Focus Friday, and again, if you missed any of that, a very in-depth conversation about all sorts of things to deal with, a lot of the headlines going on right now in the state. When it comes to state funding, we talked about the dialogue and debate about arming teachers. We talked about all sorts of stuff. But I, from what I understand, at least from our coalition, it doesn't seem like there's much of an appetite for changing the state constitution when it comes to suitable funding from our area lawmakers. And I guess my take on this idea of changing the constitution, and I think the most interesting thing about that is, I guess, who is calling to change the state's constitution? Because usually when it comes to campaign season, the folks who are wanting to possibly change the state's constitution when it comes to education funding are also the same folks that during campaign times are always about rule of law. They're always talking about following the constitution, that the constitution says that you don't do anything that the constitution doesn't say to do. So to me, it just doesn't sound very consistent if you're going to campaign like that and say that the constitution is this unchangeable document, whether you're talking about the state constitution or the United States Constitution. But then when it comes to things that you want to see differently, well, then maybe you can change it. As far as my take on that, as far as changing the constitution, you know, it's like with everything, just depends on the issue. I don't care where people are at on that, honestly, whether you want to change it, keep it the same, that, you know, whatever opinion you want to have on that, that's cool. I guess my whole thing when it comes to this topic within education in the state, and this topic when it comes to possibly changing the state constitution, I guess my plea is to lawmakers is just be consistent. Just be consistent. If you're not about if you're going to campaign about going with the constitution as it's written, then stick with that. Or if you're all about changing it, you know, stick with that in campaign season too. So anyway, just a quick take on that. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. When we come back, we'll have Josh Smith, Fort Riley veteran, coming in to talk about all sorts of things right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.
At Sylvan Learning Centers, there's an